إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم ومن والاه وبعد. My brothers and sisters, I speak around the world on education and on raising children. And that's not because I have 24 of my own, but because I have none of my own. And in many ways that is an asset, because it allows me, in this particular case, I won't list them, all the reasons why I consider that an asset, but one main reason is that it allows me the freedom to observe objectively, and objectively is the keyword, how people raise children, how people bring up their own children, and to be able to do that objectively, as I said. And then, of course, thanks to reading of history, reading of seerah, and thanks also to time spent in contemplation and reflection on what could be alternate ways which would be better, I want you to do a little exercise before we go any further. So stop at this point and do the exercise and then continue to listen to this podcast. The exercise I want you to do is, I want you to take a piece of paper and write down on it your goals for your child. What do you want for your child? I want you to list those goals in order of priority. And then I want you to look at the top three of that. Because a long laundry list of priorities is easy to make, but almost impossible to actually accomplish. So look at the top three. And in that top three, see whether you have ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, knowing your Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu, having ta'alluq with Allah, knowing how to take from the treasures of Allah. So the first one should be this, ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See whether you have in that list love for Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then see whether you have in that list qualities of character, like courage, compassion. These are the two principal qualities of character, courage and compassion. See whether these things are there in your list of what you want for your child. Or does your list only consist of, I want my child to become a doctor or an engineer or a scientist or this or that. I want my child to have this much of property or this much of money, and I want my child to get married and have a nice wife or a nice husband. What do you have? What do you want for your child? And then think about that, reflect on this. And one principal question I want you to ask is, out of all the stuff that you want for your child, which of those things that you want for your child are going to help your child in this life and in the akhirah? And another question you might like to ask is that when you are old, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep you free from dependence on anybody. But if we live long enough, we have to depend on people. When you get old, which of those things you wanted for your child? And your child got them because you wanted them for that child and you made the effort. You spent the money, the time, the focus, the energy for your child to get that. Which of those qualities is going to make that child serve you and look after you and not shove you into an old people's home or something? Think about that. I remember a time when we, as in Easterners, Middle Easterners, and from the subcontinent, India and so on, Pakistan, Bangladesh, we used to say very proudly that we take care of our parents. We do not put them into old people's homes. But you know very clearly today what's happening. And I think it's a good idea, on a side note, for communities, for Muslim communities, to actually invest in creating very high quality, very good old people's homes. Because believe me, a time may come when you might want to get into one. To come back to the topic, what do we want for our children? And I'm saying that because of the basic principle and fundamental rule of life is that you get what you want. You get what you pay for. If you want courage, if you want compassion, if you want entrepreneurship, if you want responsibility, if you want good citizenship, if you want a sense of accountability in your child, accountability to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you want a service orientation where the child is happy to serve all those around him or her, which obviously includes you, if you want friendship, if you want good communication, if you want great lasting relationships, then all of these things are just like wanting money, wanting this qualification academically or that qualification, wanting this kind of car or that kind of car, wanting this kind of house or that kind of house, wanting this kind of spouse or that kind of spouse. They're all the same. All of these things are goals that you have to strive for, that you have to work in order to attain and achieve. And in this case, your child is the one who has to work for it, and you have to work to enable the child to work for it. Now, please understand this also very clearly. I've said this a million times to a million people, and I want to say it again and again, which is that a good car and courage are not mutually exclusive. A good house and compassion are not mutually exclusive. A service orientation and wanting to have a nice holiday are not mutually exclusive. Islam teaches us how to be winners in this dunya as well as the akhirah, in the afterlife. The question is when we do one at the cost of the other. And the simplest way to understand that is to ask yourself the same question, which is to say, how much of your time and how much of your money and how much of your energy is invested in pursuits that will be of long-lasting benefit, meaning that will be beneficial to you in the akhirah, and how much of your time and how much of your money and how much of your resources and energy are invested in things which are momentary in their reward, things that give you some passing happiness, and that's it. Just sit down and do that analysis for the day. Those of you who have seen my lecture on time management, you can refer to the time log in that. Just sit down with a piece of paper and write down, think of yesterday, which is just one day earlier, and write down from the time you woke up in the morning to the time you went to bed in the evening, every half hour, what do you recall doing? What were you doing every half an hour? Make that list. If you want, you can even do it for the day, continue your work and then keep on recording as you go. But because your mind is now set to that, you might suddenly find yourself picking up the Quran and reading more than you normally read, so that it comes in the chart. But that would be a silly thing to do, because you want real results, not concocted results. So do that, make the analysis, and see how much of your time and energy and resources is invested in which area. And then ask yourself, what is it that's going to last? The same thing, of course, obviously applies to the children, which is to say that how much time, energy, effort and so on and so forth is employed in developing these qualities of character for the child, rather than other stuff. As I said, I'm not against schooling, I'm not against university. I think we have far little real education that happens. What happens, what passes in the name of education in schools is not education. That's a good way of school owners to make money, nothing else. I'm talking about real education, where a child actually acquires useful knowledge, which he or she knows how to apply and where to apply. But even if you do that, ask yourself, is that what's happening? And if that is not happening, then how do you expect that these children that you are bringing up are going to be beneficial to you in this dunya, and are going to be beneficial to you as your sadaqatul jariyah after you're gone. How can you be sure that these children are even going to be beneficial to themselves? And then going forward, what kind of children will they have? How will they bring them up? Because they can only give what they receive from you. So at the end of the day, it will all come back to you, which is to say that what did I really give my child? Did I give them something that was beneficial for them, which they could pass on this benefit to the next generation? Or did I just while my time away, indulging children, satisfying desires, and thereby teaching them that satisfaction of desire is the only thing worth doing, and so on and so forth? So really, I think this is a very important question for us to ask ourselves as far as raising children is concerned, and say and ask, what kind of children do I really want? And then look at what we are doing and say, what kind of children am I actually getting? As I said before, in many cases, you plant rice, you get rice, you plant wheat, you get wheat, you plant rice, you want wheat, you no get. So it's up to us what we want to plant, because we are only going to harvest what we plant, not anything else. I can want anything, but I can only harvest what I planted. If I want apple trees and I plant lemon trees, I'm not going to get apples from the lemon trees because I want apples. If I want apples, then I have to plant apple trees, not lemon trees. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to do what is beneficial for us, and to think about that and to reflect and not get sidetracked and misguided into doing things which are really of no benefit to anyone, and then paying the price for it and then regretting it all our lives. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from regret, to enable us to do that which is pleasing to Him, and to enable us to stop doing what is not pleasing to Him. Believe me, none of this is going to be easy if you have gone off on the wrong track. Your children are going to scream blue murder. Your wife or husband, whoever is listening to this one, the other one who's not listening to it, is going to scream blue murder. Your relatives are going to say that you have gone nuts, because they are all doing the same thing. And as long as you continue to do the same thing, all mad people are happy with each other in the lunatic asylum. But when one of them becomes sane, all the others say that he has gone mad, because he has become sane. So he's not acting like them anymore. And that's why it is sanity is a occupational hazard. And I strongly recommend it. I think it's a occupational hazard that is worth hazarding. So do think about that and say, what is it that I need to do in order to have children that I can justifiably be proud of and confident of when I'm gone? I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you children like that, and to enable you to bring up your children in that way. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika arhamar rahimin.